ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A painstaking search for the hundreds missing. Families not giving up hope after Hurricane Helene. More than 220 lives lost in western North Carolina. Rivers where there were roads, rubble where there were once homes. And the Baxter International plant in North Cove that makes critical hospital supplies now closed because of the floods. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Helene's disruption could have far-reaching consequences. Hospitals across the country facing possible shortages of IV fluids after one of the largest plants in the country was badly damaged. The plant producing 1.5 million bags of IV fluid a day.
Soft landing in reach. The September jobs report showing unemployment down 250,000 new jobs last month. Wage growth accelerating, unemployment falling to 4.1%, and stocks hitting a record high. Negotiations between the mechanics union and Boeing will resume on Monday, with federal mediators, the strike entering its fourth week. This is ABC News. They've spent more than three decades behind bars. Now Lyle and Eric Menendez, brothers serving life in prison without parole for the brutal killings of their parents in 1989, believe they have evidence to show they were defending themselves from a house of horrors. ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran has more.
The Los Angeles district attorney has announced that he will review their case after lawyers for the brothers came forward with new evidence that they say corroborates the brothers' claim that they were sexually abused by their father, the crucial issue in the case. The DA is also investigating the claims of a former singer in the boy band Menudo, who alleges that the brothers' father, the powerful record executive Jose Menendez, abused him too.
The judge who ultimately sentenced the brothers did not allow evidence of their alleged abuse to be heard at trial. Attorney Alex Spiro confirming to ABC News that he's been hired alongside other investigators to investigate a possible connection between Sean Diddy Combs and the murder of Tupac Shakur. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Bucky heads west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers take on USC today as UW tries to rebound from a loss to Alabama 2 weeks ago. Head coach Luke Fickell said he expects to start making big plays the rest of the season.
That's the thing that I think gets lost in the whole grand scheme of things, right? I mean, you know, that it's some special play that you call. No, it's called execution.
Kickoff today is at 2:30 p.m. You can stream the game on the free Civic Media app on WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, or WLAK, or listen on any of those stations live today. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's third seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, 8-4 on Friday. The playoffs begin Tuesday for the Brewers in the wild card round. The Green Bay Packers play tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings. Starting quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for the game. He's missed two games with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Not as cool tonight, mostly clear, low upper 40s. Early sun tomorrow with some afternoon clouds and breezy, high in the mid-70s. Maybe a storm tomorrow evening, sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high mid-60s. Next week starts out sunny and dry, highs in the low 70s. Right now it's 48.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the final hour of our Friday program here, or end of the week program. Anything goes, as it were. Why Trump is lying about disaster. This is the new big lie. I mean, this guy, his entire campaign is based on lies. He lies about, you know, having lost the 2020 election. He lies about his industrial policy. He lies about... Basically, he lies about everything. And now he's lying, saying that Governor Kemp couldn't reach, you know, of Georgia, could not reach President Biden, when, in fact, Governor Kemp had just held a press conference an hour before Trump told that lie, saying that I had a great conversation with Biden and he's getting stuff to us. And now he's lying, claiming that disaster aid is slow in getting to Republican areas of North Carolina. Well, it is slow in getting there because they're just so devastated that the roads are down and the trees are on the roads. And, you know, it takes a couple days to clear all that stuff out to get to some of these very remote areas. But it's got nothing to do with politics, except that Donald Trump is trying to make it about politics. And apparently, you know, some people are believing this stuff. And, of course, it's being repeated on right-wing media. It's a lie. It's just a very, you know, simple, straightforward lie. FEMA is doing absolutely everything they can. And nothing is being held back, and but you know, Trump is continuing with these lies. Paul Krugman writes about this in today's New York Times. He says, on Tuesday, I was part of a City University of New York event about economic perceptions, which was briefly disrupted by a protester yelling that President Biden isn't helping some of the areas afflicted by Hurricane Helene. He said, this is an indication that Donald Trump's latest lie has gone viral. And it's true. This is just lying for political gain. And the thing that is most troubling to me about it is that Trump is showing the GOP, Republican politicians all over the country, you can get away with this. This works. And they're emulating him. I mean, they've been lying to us for many, many years. You know, they lied to us about right to work for less, that would mean, you know, better pay and benefits for people if you just get rid of your unions. They lied to us about climate change, saying, oh, no, it's just natural variation. All that CO2 in the atmosphere doesn't make any difference at all. They lied to us about, oh, we support Social Security. We love Social Security. In fact, FDR had that. Where is that here? I've got this. Here we go. Here it is.
Remember, a number of years ago, there was a book, Mein Kampf.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Written by Hitler himself.
This is the wrong one. Well, I'll have to look for it later and get it to you. But anyway, he's, you know, of course they love Social Security. Of course we'll take care of Social Security. Just give it to us. We'll do it better. We'll do it cheaper. Nobody will have to pay it. Yeah. They lied to us about Medicare Advantage. Oh, it'll be much better coverage. No, it's not. And now, you know, they lied about, you know, Haitian refugees, and now he's lying about this. But this is a troubling thing, that the GOP going forward, I mean, one of two things is going to happen. And I'm guessing both will happen, actually. It'll depend on where you live in the country and who represents you. But either Republicans are going to say to themselves, holy cow, lying really works. Let's do more of it. Or Republicans are going to say, you know, Trump lost terribly in 2024 and 2020 and really lost by 3 million votes in 2016. Maybe lying is a bad idea. Maybe we should just, you know, try telling people the truth. I don't know how the GOP can do that, though. I mean, remember Reagan lying about how his tax cuts would make everybody rich? And instead, we've gone from 2/3 of us being in the middle class to 43% of us? Which is how, by the way, I opened my new book, The Hidden History of the American Dream, talking about, you know, how in the 1990s, when my generation were in their 30s and 40s, we held 21% of the nation's wealth. Today, young people in their 30s and 40s, the two generations that fall into that area, control less than 5% of the nation's wealth. This is how I opened the book. And then, you know, just posit the question, why? What happened? Well, obviously, you and I both know the answer. What happened was a couple of things, but they all came out of the GOP. Massive tax breaks for billionaires and 18 tax increases on average working people during the Reagan years. Shifting wealth from the middle class up. The destruction of unions, which suppressed wages. And, you know, just all these GOP scams. Here's the latest scam. This one is mind-boggling. You know, Three Mile Island, remember Three Mile Island? Many of you are probably too young to remember the movie. It starred Jane Fonda, didn't it? Three Mile Island? Or Meltdown or whatever? China Syndrome was the movie. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was Jane Fonda. It was some time ago, but it was all about basically Three Mile Island. I mean, Three Mile Island happened actually a week after the movie came out, which is because I remember going to the movie, and then, you know, a week later is the news, oh, my God, there's a meltdown. But they want to recommission one of the reactors, one of the ones that didn't melt down, bring it back online so that Microsoft can build a data center right down the road. And all of the power from this nuclear power plant is going to just do one thing, and that's power that Microsoft data center. Now, Microsoft is one of the biggest corporations and one of the wealthiest corporations in the world. And yet, it's going to cost $1.6 billion to bring this reactor back online. And so they have gone to the federal government and said, would you please give us a loan guarantee on this? So if this thing goes south, we don't have to pay for it. In other words, would you have the taxpayers back us up on this? Now, we're already backing up the nuclear industry. The nuclear industry is so dangerous that it can't buy insurance. There's no insurance company in the world that will insure an American nuclear reactor. It's just that simple. At least not at a price that, you know, any utility could afford. So back in the 50s, realizing this, when we thought, you know, nuclear power is going to be the salvation of the world, we passed this thing called the Price-Anderson Act here in the United States, which says that the United States is the insurer for every nuclear plant in America. So we're already subsidizing the nuclear power industry and Three Mile Island. And nobody has figured out how to get rid of the nuclear waste. And presumably, it's going to be our government that's going to get rid of that waste at the, you know, the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. And so, I mean, this is just not economical. It's not a good idea. This is an old reactor. And Microsoft, for God's sake, is asking the federal government to backstop us. And it looks like they're going to do it. I mean, the first stage of the approval process for the loan guarantee has already passed. It looks like it's already going to happen. So, you know, keep an eye on this. I'm not, frankly, excited or even enthusiastic, anything the opposite, about my tax dollars backstopping Microsoft having Three Mile Island provide their power. I just, you know, Doesn't seem like a good idea. Wouldn't be prudent. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. just thrive. There's only one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. This stuff really works. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. You get 20% off your purchase of Just Thrive Probiotic. Singing for justice all night long. We stand tall. We answer the call. Ladies, for Kamala, indeed, Joe in Sussex, Wisconsin. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just want to talk about the AI thing with your bumper music.
Mm-hmm.
I think hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, okay, thanks. A couple weeks ago, I heard a gal call up that said that she just hated it and stuff because she was a songwriter. I'm a songwriter. I'm a musician. But I think you're doing it for the right reasons. I mean, it's really, really cool.
Well, thank you, Joe.
At first, I hated it, but I've come around, and Louise is kicking butt.
She is. She puts a lot of work into these things. I mean, she'll play like four or five different versions of every one for me. And, you know, what do you think about this verse in the poem and, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's become her new obsession.
I can only imagine. I mean, it takes me so long to write a song, you know, and to record it. It's about a week, but wow. Thank you. Thank you for making it clear how AI can be a good thing.
It's filling in some cracks. Like I said, nobody is being put out of work by this because there's nobody that we could hire to do what this program can do.
How long does it take from Louise's lyrics to run it through the program to get it taken care of?
When I get home from work doing the radio show, we have lunch around 12:30 or 1 o'clock every afternoon. And at that time, we brainstorm what my op-ed is going to be for the next day, which will also be the opening rant for the show the next day. And once we've figured out what that is, she gets to work on writing the song, and I get to work on writing the op-ed. And then around 5 o'clock, I knock off. I typically have the piece written by 5 o'clock. It usually takes me about 3.5 to 4 hours. And she's got the first draft of her work done, and then she reads the piece, she proofreads my article, and we, you know, put it in draft form on Substack and get it ready to go. And that's when she starts messing around with music, and then she'll just fiddle with it until, you know, 8-9 o'clock at night when we go to bed. I mean, we'll be watching a TV show and watching the news and whatnot, and she's got earbuds in and she's playing with these things. And then in the morning, we get up at 5:30 in the morning, and she has basically until 7 o'clock to get the fine-tuned to the point where she really likes it. And that's usually when I hear the three or four versions is, you know, between 6:30 and 7 in the morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, with the help of that program that she can kick out a song every day. It's just like, you know.
It's far beyond my capabilities.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Good talking to you. Billy in Austin, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's up? Billy? Listen on Sirius XM? Our right-wing friend? I'm not hearing you, Billy. I don't know if you got me muted. Okay, I'm going to have to move along. Joe in Cupertino, California. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. I don't know about you. I saw the speech over the weekend, and I watched it again. And it was really kind of aggravating to me to see J.D. Vance say that Trump gave everybody a pay raise. And then earlier in the week, a guy called in and said, well, they shorted us in Social Security. And I read your piece about how it was affecting people that were making $4,000 a month or less, and that there was a hiatus, if you will, and I guess it expires at the end of the month, or, yeah, at the end of this month. I mean, but for you to turn that around in a debate and say that they gave us a pay raise was really disingenuous, and yeah. I was unfortunate that Waltz wasn't prepared to answer that at the real time, because to me, that undermines the whole process of funding Social Security as we try to raise the cap and elevate. No, they're going to take advantage of people that are hurting for money by not making them contribute. I also understand in reading your article, the employers weren't mandated to do this, and so it really didn't happen to, excuse me, to the extent that he tried to suggest that we were better under Trump, which is not really anywhere near what I see. Right. But that was just one of the things that really aggravated me about the whole.
Yeah, it was a scam from top to bottom.
Yeah, he did a great job, but not getting into it with this guy. But, you know, I don't see how anybody that has a DD-214 could stand behind a president or a former president that's siding with the enemy. If we were at war, which we're not, but if we were at war, you could go be court-martialed for that, for showing favor to an adversary of this country. And yet you're going to sign up to be his vice president? I mean, it kind of goes to being an honorably discharged veteran. I feel offended by that, because that's not what you want to do. At this point, we need to show that we are willing to stand for democracy around the globe, and we're not going to cave in just because we have paid favor because you make my hair looks good or whatever. Yeah. It's aggravating. We have 30 days to go, but you come back to work on Monday. I just really would think the enthusiasm would come up a lot if we would take what Jack Snow, or the gentleman in Florida, has gotten in front of the courts within the next 30 days, and just to talk about that.
Yeah, you mean Jack Smith.
Who are we going to elect for a president? Yeah. Who are we going to elect as president? And he's got the paper out there now. It's not by my choice. I wanted to mitigate this long ago, but now we're here, and we're coming up to the election. But the facts are the facts. I don't need to go chasing, what is it, whack-a-mole? Let's just go back to the original sin here and make sure that he is accountable for January 6th and all of his cronies. Because if and when we win the election, I want to have, I don't want to say retribution. I want to have reconciliation.
Yeah,
is that
me too.
A fair term?
Me too. This latest filing by Jack Smith, this is worse than anything that Richard Nixon did. This is worse than Watergate. And the media is treating it like, it's another one-day story. It's just crazy. Joe, thank you for the call. It is 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. The next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's NOKBox.com. NOKBOX. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartmann program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartmann Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartmann.com.
So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, you're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clean out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you. Lefty Talk Radio, where dreams are alive. A fair wage, raising a family, we strive.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here. Lynn in Los Angeles. Hey, Lynn, what's up?
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you so much to you and to all your listeners who believe that democracy is not a spectator sport. They're writing postcards, they're phone banking, they're knocking doors, they're registering voters like I do, and I love that. But it's not just 32 days till the election. We've got to think after the election. I'm concerned about voter interference. And the other day on KPFK, I heard a very exciting opportunity. There's a woman, Emily, what's her last name? Scrutineers.org is her website. Emily Levy, I think, is the founder of this group. And what they do, they're going to have trainings this month, tomorrow, in fact, at 1 o'clock Eastern time. It's to help people, when voting's not enough, to help people protect democracy by going to the polls and, you know, protecting against false accusations by documenting vote count, by taking videos of what they see. And I'm not really a specialist in that, so I want to have the training by an expert. And I think that's something very important that we can do to prevent Trump and his, you know, cronies from saying, oh, the election was stolen. If we can use our cell phone to, make sure that the film precinct level vote count totals and the observers that are, you know, well-educated, well-trained. All I wanted to share.
Isn't it crazy, Lynn, that we have to jump through all these hoops just to bat down lies that never should have been said in the first place?
Yes. Yes.
That's just
mind-boggling. It's you know, thank you, Mr. Trump, who loves lie, and J.D. Vance, yeah, who lie and create suspicion among the public that our elections are not secure and, you know, they're not transparent. But we can fight it. We can do more. Come on, people.
Yeah, there you go.
Vote, scrutineers.org. Check it out. And you have to be a member. They don't want trolls. So they're saying, okay, give us $2 to be a member of our community, and we can work together to protect democracy.
It's also, you know, it's a way of assuming that they don't take cash. That's a way of verifying people's identity, you know, is
right,
put a credit
right.
card in here.
So, safety.
Yeah. Lynn,
safety
thank you.
First.
Thanks for the information.
Thank you.
That's fascinating. Richard in Bellflower, California. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I agree with everything you said about Liz Cheney. I can't believe it, really. But I just can't get over her dad.
Yeah.
You know,
Dick Cheney's going to vote for Kamala Harris.
We're the same age, Tom. And, you know, I've had a job since I was 15. And then I remember, I didn't get drafted because my number was too high. But when I read about they got the no-bid contracts.
Mm-hmm. For Halliburton. Yeah.
And for Halliburton. And he built all those pieces of, you know what, showers and
they electrocuted the soldiers.
And they died.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom, this, you know, how do you live with that? You know, I mean, how do you tell your daughters, well, you know, I got a no-bid contract. I made billions.
I'm sorry, Richard. You can't use language like that on the air, but I get your point. Lee in Duval, Washington. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And a quick shout out to Mark, your call screener. He seems like a very cool dude.
Yeah, he is.
I called you about 2-3 weeks ago, and I talked about religion. What my concern is, Trump's bad enough, but his followers are what really concerns me. And I think we're going to put Trump out to pasture here pretty soon, but you're still going to have those followers that are ripe for the next totalitarian that comes in.
Right.
So what I want to talk about before was religion. What I want to talk about is the difference between consumers and citizens. So I'm going to give you a quick little line out here, some layers of this, and then I'll explain it a little bit. So My version of there are two types of people. And the first type is citizens living in a society. And the counterpart to that is consumers living in an economy. And then take it to the next layer, citizens cooperating in a society and consumers competing in an economy. And the third layer is citizens cooperating in an interconnected society and consumers competing in a self-centered economy. Now, think of a Venn diagram, and on the left, the citizen side, you're going to have most likely you're going to have thinking Democrats, and there's going to be that middle ground is going to be some overlap. Citizens do have to consume, and consumers do have to use our public roads, and so they do have to use some of our public society and socialized things. But adding to that, so I think that's what's driving them is from the time they're born, they're indoctrinated with this nonsense religion, and I'm totally a spiritual person. My wife and I are both very spiritual, so it's nothing to do with I don't believe in God. I do, very very wholeheartedly. But this Bible religion, it's just there's so many incongruities and sillinesses in there that.
Sure.
But on top of that, they have Genesis 1:28, and that's I'm not going to read the whole thing now. But that's about having dominion over all the land and all the animals.
Right. And well, the word dominion has been disputed over the years, but yeah, I get your point.
So you have this. You have young people being told they're consumers, and so they start to believe that after a while. Consumer price index, consumer confidence, so on and so forth. So I think you're going to have. I think you have this psychology and ideology that's kind of put into these people, and they're not. And that's why the education helps people think critically, and they can kind of start to think about that and reject it. And if you're not very well educated, you're going to like just accept. Okay, I'm a consumer. That's all I have to do. Mm-hmm. And George Carlin, he has a comedy bit where he talks about that. You're only educated just enough, you know, to be a consumer, and that's what that's all about. And I think that's why. These are the people who are following Trump. These are the MAGA people, and right. they don't want us liberals stopping them from consuming. They don't want us, you know. And I come from a forestry background. They don't want us preserving the forest because they see trees as money, and they see us as stopping them from getting money.
Right.
I don't think it's even evil. I think it's their ideology that they can't get past.
Well, they bought into this BS that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, when they ran as the two CEO, you know, president and vice presidents, the first CEO pair in history, this whole shtick of we're going to run the government like a company. Well, governments are not companies. Governments are people collectively working together for the mutual and shared benefit of society and each other. And a company is a little mini kingdom, a little mini empire designed to enrich the people who own it and nobody else. It's night and day. And this whole mythology that J.D. Vance has bought into, you know, with this guy Curtis, what's his name, saying that, you know, we need a CEO to run the country and CEOs are indistinguishable from dictators. And we need to get over our dictator phobia. This is crazy talk, Lee.
Well, I don't think you should ever mention, anybody should ever mention Vance, or what does he call him? Cohen calls him Shady Vance.
Yeah.
Without mentioning Peter Thiel with Palantir and the total information, you know, awareness thing.
Yep. So
that's what I think it is. I just think people, because Trump's going to go away, and then we're going to have the next clown that's going to come by, and we're going to have these same type of, Anyway, can I make a plug for my YouTube channel?
It's quick.
Trigonometry for students and surveyors.
Okay.
And it shows, it teaches practical trigonometry for anybody that's in class.
Very cool. I should do that. Trigonometry for people and surveyors, did you say?
Trigonometry for students and surveyors
students
on YouTube.
And surveyors on YouTube. Thank you, Lee. Good luck with it. It's 44 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be back with your call. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Tom Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A painstaking search for the hundreds missing. Families not giving up hope after Hurricane Helene. More than 220 lives lost in western North Carolina. Rivers where there were roads, rubble where there were once homes. And the Baxter International plant in North Cove that makes critical hospital supplies now closed because of the floods. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
Helene's disruption could have far-reaching consequences. Hospitals across the country facing possible shortages of IV fluids after one of the largest plants in the country was badly damaged. The plant producing 1.5 million bags of IV fluid a day.
Soft landing in reach. The September jobs report showing unemployment down 250,000 new jobs last month. Wage growth accelerating, unemployment falling to 4.1%, and stocks hitting a record high. Negotiations between the mechanics union and Boeing will resume on Monday with federal mediators, the strike entering its fourth week. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's no relief in sight from the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Dry weather and the changing of seasons are increasing fire risks across Wisconsin. The DNR said that fire risks are higher due to dry and breezy conditions and a lack of precipitation, as well as drying vegetation as we head into the fall. The greatest fire risks are in northwestern Wisconsin, but with no precipitation expected in the near future, the fire danger will be increased to the south as well. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Help Wanted sign is out at the La Crosse Police Department. Chief Sean Cudron says there are 11 openings. Applicants have to be at least 18 years old with 60 hours of college credits or more. There's also a physical exam and mental health screening. La Crosse police make at least $73,000 with benefits. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will finally be a premiere for the controversial film Rust. This is the film starring Alec Baldwin. Baldwin accidentally fired a gun on the set that had a live round in it, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin was facing an involuntary manslaughter charge until the judge dismissed it. In addition to being the lead actor, Baldwin is also a producer on the film. He will not attend the premiere, which will be at the Camera Image Film Festival in Poland this November. If you're already looking to make plans in 2026, make sure you carve out a couple hours for a Super Mario Brothers Part 2. Keegan-Michael Key, the voice of Toad, told Men's Journal Journal that the Mario universe is about to expand, saying a new film will include very intriguing lore and lots of really fantastic Easter eggs. I'm assuming people that are fans of the video game have an idea of what I'm talking about, because I sure don't. Chris Pratt will return to voice the part of Mario. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Not as cool tonight, mostly clear, low upper 40s. Early sun tomorrow with some afternoon clouds and breezy, high in the mid-70s. Maybe a storm tomorrow evening, sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high mid-60s. Next week starts out sunny and dry, highs in the low 70s. Right now it's 48.
The Todd Allbush Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
And
her and Grace Slick are right up there for me.
Oh, I tell you what. Fleetwood Mac was the absolute very best.
Yeah.
And also, I just wanted to say I did find one reason to vote for Trump, and that is that as a woman, he promised that we would be happy, healthy, confident, and free.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like, hey.
You'll be chained to your kitchen or your bedroom, but you'll be happy, healthy.
No worries. No worries at all for women if he's elected, right? Yes. Heaven forbid.
Yes. Everything will be just fine.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah. Good to hear from you. Rosie in, what is this? Berwyn, Illinois. Hey, Rosie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First of all, I want to thank you for exposing the boondoggle that Medicare Advantage is.
You're welcome.
I worked as a patient coordinator for a major university hospital for years. And from the beginning, I found out through my contact with patients how much they were being screwed over. So when I retired, I was not about to sign up for it. My concern is, do you know that somehow, I don't know if it's the network feed or where, but one of your sponsors is now promoting a program to sign up for Medicare Advantage plans?
Yeah, you're listening to one of our commercial radio stations, and they do accept advertising, and we have no control over that. And, you know, all I can say is it's probably not going to work for them, at least on this show, because I'm so critical of Medicare Advantage. But, you know,
to me, it's the equivalent of a vegetarian promoting Meaty Mike's Magnificent Butcher Shop.
I get it. But, you know, I got to tell you, Rosie, it's a tough environment for our commercial radio stations right now. And
I believe it.
It always has been, but it's particularly tough right now. And so, you know, if selling Medicare Advantage is what they've got to do to keep on the air, I'm all in favor of it.
Okay, well, just keep speaking out against it until that particular sponsor realizes that they're just wasting their money on you.
Yeah, well, I mean, there actually are some people for whom Medicare Advantage is a better option, and those are principally the people who have worked very little throughout their lives. They have no money when they retire, and they don't make enough money on Social Security to actually have the deduction cover the cost of, because Medicare still costs money. And Medigap policies.
Oh, don't I know it?
Yeah, You know, and I mean, the two together, I think, you know, you can spend between $2,000 and $5,000 a year, depending on how much money you make. And there are Medicare Advantage programs that are free. And so for some people, that's really the only option they have. And I think we have to acknowledge that. It's not a way of blessing Medicare Advantage. It's a way of arguing that we need to fix Medicare. You know, there shouldn't be a 20% hole, and there shouldn't be a fee associated with it. But that's not happening this week. And so, you know, if somebody needs to buy a Medicare Advantage plan, at least they're buying it from a company that's advertising with one of our radio stations.
We'll hope.
Yeah.
But I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Because there is, you know, a contradiction.
No, I get it. I get it. We're getting redundant here, Rosie. Thanks for the call. Thank you very much. Laverne in Beaverton, Oregon. Hey, Laverne, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I just wanted to talk to you a minute about what goes on at elections offices.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people have absolutely no idea what the procedure is. And, you know, you can go observe, and they'll give you a chair, and they'll set you somewhere where there's a procedure going on, you know, receiving the envelopes or opening the envelopes or checking signatures or whatever. And, I mean, you can sit there, and then you have to be quiet, but you can raise your hand and ask if you can go look at something else when you've, you know, seen enough of one procedure. But, you know, it is not a loose type thing where somebody can look at somebody's signature and copy it or whatever. Mm. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, what people... I mean, they just have no idea what goes on. And I think it's, you know, it's one of the things that you can do that really helps you understand how it all works.
Yeah.
And it's nonpartisan, of course. They don't care whether you're Republican. They don't even ask you. That doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, throughout my childhood, my mom was an election worker, you know, and you know, every 2 years, I, you know, she'd take me down to the elementary school where she would sign people in, And it was so exciting. I mean, and she felt like she was doing her duty.
Well, absolutely. And it's so important, you know, to feel that you're a part of it, because we all are a part of it. And, you know, it's just so important to, you know.
There you go. Laverne, yeah, I'm on a show here, so thank you. We're out of the week, in fact. Thank you so much for the call, though, and spot on. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Howley, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, and Mark Thoman, all the fine people who work on this program. And thank you to you for calling in and participating and sharing, telling people about the program. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be right back here on Monday. We'll catch up with you Monday morning. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. And Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set. Made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, they're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They even get softer with every wash and come with a 10-year warranty. And after every shower, Cozy Earth's luxe bath sheets are pure indulgence. Crafted from a cotton and bamboo viscose blend, these generously sized bath sheets are incredibly soft and absorbent. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, a 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. If you get a post-purchase...
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking with Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Local 344, representing 15,000 Wisconsin workers, about their endorsement of the Harris Walz ticket.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.